Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Rod Stewart bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with our good friend, Steve Del Bianco. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 16 years. Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
A trade association, Jim, of leading e-commerce and online companies. AOL, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, Verisign, the same companies, and Expedia, the ones who actually make the Internet deliver the best content and commerce on the planet.
Do you believe when you look back 5 years from now, and take yourself forward 5 years, you're capable of this. You've been you're in the breach of so many of the important decisions and debates that are going on right now. In one way, I envy you. In another way, I'm glad you're doing it, not me. But we thank you for your reports that you've been bringing to us all these years. But look forward 5 years and go forward 5 years and look back. And when you look at what's going on right now, on balance, do you think the Internet will be, with sales tax and with ICANN, the ICANN issue and other things, do you think the Internet will be robust and still be flourishing? People will be able to make a difference for themselves online like they have for the last 20 years? Do you think the next five will be like that or worse?
Things will be much more tightly regulated. Each country will assert its ability to control the content that occurs within its borders. It'll be very difficult to reach a global audience.
And that'll happen because. And what would have triggered that? The ICANN thing?
No, nothing to do with ICANN. Yeah. ICANN doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just the domain name system. What triggers that is that countries like China realize the Internet is a huge threat to their political power.
Right, right.
And that Internet enables competitors from other countries to reach their citizens. On what they sell.
So you're saying they're going to tighten up more in ways that they've already been doing it some, haven't they?
They have, but they'll tighten up far more on the control of content. We'll also see countries like France, which will require that if you've got a streaming video service like Netflix, that at least 20% of the content has to be developed by French filmmakers. And I kid you not, it's going to make its way into the European Union's digital single market.
How?
So cultural preservation and competition issues will be side by side with censorship issues.
Yeah.
And those will make the Internet more fragmented.
And here in America, where President Obama has made the Internet a utility, how will things be?
I believe that things will continue in this country to be as open an example as the world has ever seen. We still will be able to put up content without fear that the government will make us take it down. The patchwork problem among the different states, it's not nearly as bad as the patchwork problem across national borders.
Right.
So the U.S. market will still feel free and open.
Right.
But the shame of it is that we will have squandered the opportunity to link all corners of this globe in communications and commerce.
Mm-hmm. It's just basically xenophobia and isolationism is what you're talking about, right?
Pretty much.
So, all right, in the 2 minutes we have left, that was a really good report. Thank you for doing that for me. And I don't know anybody on the planet, folks. There's nobody on the planet that could have given you that report in 90 seconds. Steve, good job. Okay, so let's think about the election coming up. Who, in your opinion, who's going to be the best for our online world, the digital world, for technology, for the freedom to do what we've been doing? Of the two candidates, what do you think?
Yeah, Jim, this is a box where I check none of the above. Like so many Americans, completely disgusted with the choices we have. So I'll just work backwards and say who would be worse for the Internet.
Mm.
And I'm afraid it's true.
I'm sorry, I should have. You're right. I should have phrased it that way. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there's no doubt in my mind Mr. Trump would be far worse for the values we care about on the Internet than would Mrs. Clinton.
Really?
No contest. Mr. Trump seems to still think the U.S. owns the Internet. I don't know if he has any clue to how it runs and works.
Right.
And he's also got a situation where anytime anyone offends him in any way, he turns his guns on that person. So Jeff Bezos, who happens to be
he's declared war on Washington Post. But is there some justification? Has Bezos used none?
None. Yeah. And even if he did, he's turned his guns on Amazon.com, which is why I believe that laws designed to tax the internet will be welcome in a Trump White House.
Very interesting. We'll see how this turns out. I like a man who declares himself, and Steve Del Bianco can always be counted on for that. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Thanks for your leadership. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you, Jim.
Steve Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen, netchoice.org. Check it out. It's a very interesting site, very interesting work that they're doing. Steve Del Bianco, great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.